We are continuing Be'etzem Musar Shmuzin are very good. They're sometimes inspiring. And you get into wanting to do things, but a lot of problems arise when you hear Shmuzin after Shmuzin that we have to work on Kavod Chaverim. And then a person will go and he says, yeah, I have to work on Kavod Chaverim. And then they go into the dining room right afterwards and they're saying this to each other, saying that to each other. They're going on a bus, they're saying this to each other, that to each other. So the shaila is, should we retire? Avada not. What's the problem? The problem is that we don't even know what kavod is. So we'll hear a whole shmooze about being mechabed one another, and we didn't go into the nitty-gritty details of what it is. For sure, when somebody knows exactly what he's supposed to do, when it's pointed out in detail, he has a better understanding. B'siyata d'shmaya, we've been going through the sugya of kavod. Last week we hit the sugya of Lag BaOmer, of kavod atayra. But we've been working in kavod chaverim. And we saw an amazing chiddush. One of the most amazing things I've ever heard is what the Alter of Slobodka Zatzal told Rav Meir Chadash. He said that if a person doesn't have enough value, if he's not appreciated, if he's not respected, if he's not given enough kavod, it's possible for a person to die from lack of appreciation, from lack of being acknowledged, from lack of significance. And we explained, as I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, HaNeshama Nikris Kavod. The Baal Mor says, the name of the Neshama is significance, is a player, is a mandamar. He's the star of the show. And if he ever feels that he doesn't have a mission over here, he packs out. And I was thinking, B'siyata D'shmaya, a startling raya for this Yisayid. Probably the most often misquoted Gemara. Maybe we'll do a tikkun. We have enough people here to spread this through Yerushalayim. The Gemara of Oichav Rusa Omisusa, right? This is like, it could be a bumper sticker by now. You know, either I have a friend, a chavrusa, or death. This is an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us something. It sounds like a fairy tale. It actually happened. Choni Hamagil, the great Tana Choni, he went to bed, and he went to bed for 70 years. We're not going to get into the details of the Gemara as to why, but he went to bed for 70 years, and he basically woke up in a new generation. He comes to the Beis Medrash, and he says, hello, I'm Choni Hamagil, I'm back. You're not Choni. I'm not Choni, I'm Choni. I'm Choni. I know who I am, you're not Choni. Choni's from a long time ago. Cultive. Choni Hamagil had a very startling response over here. You know what he said? Oi Chavrusa, oi Misusa. Either I have a friend or I'm dead and he died. This is a little bit dramatic. If I was there, I would love to be a doormat or lower for Choni Hamagil in Olam Emes. But if I was there, I would say, you know, Choni, I have a great idea for you. You'll become a tzaddik nister. Just go into the basement, just show your stuff, and you'll become so popular over there, and then you'll become something new. We'll give you a new name. You'll become Rav David Schwartz. Right? And everywhere you'll publish Svarim. He was the same Choni, Rabosai. He was the same person. What's so bad over here? What's so terrible? Over here is the Yisayit Hadavar. There are levels of significance that a person can feel in life. You can feel like you're getting a compliment, this and that. Do you know what the worst feeling in the world is? That you are not you. That they took the Choni out of Choni. If you take somebody and you say, you don't exist, that neshama in Shemaim called Choni Hamagil is not here. He's not here. It's impossible to exist like that. Because they took everything that I am and they said it's not here. Everything else is superficial. The more a person understands that I have a mission, I have a purpose, so then he's a healthy person. He's somebody who knows why he's here and he's someone who can make it over here. But somebody who thinks that everyone around them doesn't believe in them for their mission statement, for the Choni Hamagil de Gemissen statement, on that it was said, O Chavrus O Misusa. People could hug him. and people can be chavrusas with him. But someone who doesn't recognize me for me, who's not happy to see me for who I am, if nobody in the world exists that's happy to see me, even though they think it's me, but it's Rabbi David Schwartz, whatever it is, no dice. Oy chavrusa, oy misusa. It's impossible to exist that way. And of course, even though this is dramatic, but each one of us, based on the amounts of kavod that we get, we're not talking about the bad types of kavod. We're talking about a really sophisticated understanding of meaning something in our lives. As much as we feel that we're alive, and as much as we deprive that from someone else, we are killing them. We might not be killing them entirely, but we're taking off years, for sure. That's the aside. And another amazing raya. This one is from the Dvarim HaMesamechem B'Yoyser. If you came to Eretz Yisrael just for this, it was worth it. L'dayti. The Gemara says in Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, very interesting Gemara. It's almost humorous if you translate the Gemara literally, even though we've heard it before. The Pasuk says, by the Bracha of Yehuda, Leven Shinayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, don't read it, Leven Shinayim, but read it, Libun Shinayim, whiten your teeth, right? Toothpaste commercial, Rabotai. Whiten your teeth. This is interesting, right? They have bleach now for this. You can do this. This is what the Gemara says. Whiten your teeth. Says Rav Yochanan, Hamal ben Shinayim lechaveru. It says Leben Shinayim chalav. Hamal ben Shinayim lechaveru. Great is the one who whitens his teeth for his friend, who gives his friend a smile. Yoiser me mashkeu chalav. Greater than someone who gives you a glass of milk. Maybe it's because I don't like milk, Rabosai. I mean, I like them with, you know, chocolate chip cookies. But shkayach, a glass of milk. Right? Toivli teres picha me'al feizov a cast of millions of dollars. I guess this Gemara doesn't speak to the modern mind. Right? It's a Lexus. It's a Ferrari. It's a yacht. No, a glass of milk. Oh, I'm going to do this. It's more than a glass of milk. What in the world is the Gemara saying over here? And can I ask another foolish question about this Gemara? Last time I checked, I don't know. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. But the brachos that were medayik from here, over here, are the brachos that Yaakov gave Yehuda. So Yaakov's giving a bracha to Yehuda that he should have this, and he should have that, and he should have this land and that land, and he should have red wine and milk and all these things. And here we learn a musarvart from the brachos, we're medayik a drasha, that if you whiten your teeth for someone, it's like giving them a glass of milk. This is like, what, Yaakov Avinu had this in mind when he's telling Yehuda this? The answer is, for sure he did. But what's the shaychus? This is a bracha about your land and all this and what you're going to have. What's going on over here? Lefi the Altar of Slobodka, it's Pashat Rabosai. And we experience this. What does it mean to whiten your teeth to somebody? What does it mean? You know what it means? If you go like this, it's not going to work. Try it. Try to do that to someone. You know, like go like this, it doesn't do it. It won't, I promise you. Say it's Mefurish Gemara, it won't be like a glass of milk. When you are happy to see somebody, you smile. There's no way out. When you're happy to see somebody, you go, hey, how you doing? I've been seeing you, whoa, where are you? What happened? Or, hey, oh, forgot my Limud Shinayim. No. Do you know what it means? When you're Malbim Shinayim to someone, it shows that you are happy that he exists. I haven't seen you in a while. You're entering my world right now. I am happy that you are here. That's what it means. Mashkeu Cholav. There's something that I know about milk. In the olden days, they used to say, it does a body good. I don't know what the new things they say about it are. But in Chazal, they say it's zan. It's mezainus. It's nutrition. Somebody who smiles at their friend is more than a glass of milk. You know what it's saying? There are two types of building someone. You could build them physically with their body. That's give them the milk, right? Make sure you have your calcium. And then there's building a person for who he is. Gadol ha'malbim shinayim l'chaveru yoyser mimashkeu chalav. Don't just focus on giving the guy a place to live, giving him some clothes, giving him some food. Build him as a person. More than Mashkeu Chalav, there's another sugya of making someone feel real. and it pales in comparison. So much so, that there's a shocking Rambam. We're going to learn a little Rambam now. Rambam Lahalacha, okay? Hilchas Tzedakah. Where did this come from, right? We're going to learn some Rambam. The Rambam says Lahalacha. In Hilchas Matanis Eniyim, Perek Yud, something very lumdish. So if you didn't go to Morning Seder today, you'll be Mekayim, a lumdish of art, over here. Says the Rambam, Kol Hanoisin Tzedakah La'oni, B'sever Ponim Ros. Somebody who gives tzedakah with a sourpuss face, panim kavushas, his head is in the ground, bekarka, afilu nasan loy elef zehuvim, even though he gives him 1,000 gold pieces, avad schusai, he lost his schus, behifsida, it's gone. Now, the Rambam here is not writing a Musar Sefer. The Rambam's writing Hilchas Tzedakah. So the wrong way to learn this Rambam, this is the wrong way to learn the Rambam, is that tzedakah is a really great thing, but you were a jerk, and if you take tzedakah and you put it with being a jerk so bad that we forget about your nice mitzvah tzedakah. That's the wrong way to learn the Rambam. The Rambam wouldn't put this in Hilchas Tzedakah, he would put it in Hilchas Deis, where he talks about being a mensch. The Rambam's saying a much bigger chiddush, Rabotai. The Rambam's saying, not that you did tzedakah and you're a jerk, and then it just cancels it out. You didn't do tzedakah! You didn't give tzedakah bichlal! What's the whole idea of tzedakah, Rabbi Yisrael? You know what tzedakah is? Tzedakah is building a person. It's building a person. The Avastir of Nasan, which for sure is the Makar of the Rambam, says somebody who gives someone a smile, who looks at someone, b'sever panim yafas, afilu, he didn't give him klum, nothing. It's ki'ilu, he gave him kol matanis ba'olam, it's like he gave him everything. And someone who gives someone kol matanis shiba'olam, he gives him everything, but he does it with a bad face. He's not happy to see the guy. He doesn't wish him well in that way. It's like he gave him nothing. It's a din in Hilchas Tzedakah. Tzedakah is about building and you shechted him. And I'll bring you a raya that this is what tzedakah is all about. What do you think the highest level of giving tzedakah is? The highest level of giving tzedakah, this is a big surprise, is not giving tzedakah. What? How does that mean? Sounds like, yes, the highest level of giving tzedakah is not giving tzedakah. I'll read it to you. It's Beferish in the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. Shmaina milus yesh mitzedakah. There are 8 milus in tzedakah. What's number one? The first one is, I say mo shutfis o mamsila malacha, get him a job. That's not tzedakah, you're not taking a dime out of your wallet, Rabotai. You're just making a connection. The answer is, the whole yisoid is to build the person. And the Rambam continues with his 8 milas, and you know what he says? He goes lower and lower, and then he says, and then there's tzedakah without a nice face. Well, that's mamish on the bottom. Because you're not building the person. You're only hitting the sugya of giving him a glass of milk. And you're missing the point of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I believe, Rabotai, that we have to work on Shalom Bayis. It's not a secret that I like to work on this early with Bachram. Okay? There's a very big mistake that happens to a lot of husbands. They don't understand what's going on. They say they took their wife to this restaurant, they took her to that restaurant, they took her away for Shabbos, they took her here. They were happy to go to their mother-in-law's 500 times, which was worse than death. So why is she upset at me? I don't understand. This is like a common scenario in marriages that need work. Don't understand. It's pashut, Rabosai. It's pashut. There are certain basics that are missing. Men always think it's what we do. It's even the way we treat our friends. Whoa, we're boys. I'll tell you what, we're boys. We went away for Shabbos. You know, I'd like to hear the way you talked about your friend at night, you know, at night sitting at the table over there. Very nice you took him away. You can't understand why people don't. Rabbi Akiva is the only dialogue, to my knowledge, of a husband and wife in Chazal. Rabbi Akiva and his wife Rachel. It's a fascinating thing. We have a couple dialogues between him and his wife. Okay? Now, I would like to ask you a question. What are the two things that women need? to make them happy? I would say money, okay, for sure in Flatbush. Okay. Ooh. Okay, just wanted to wake you up and the five towns. And time. Time is a non-controversial one. Money and time. Do you know what Rabbi Akiva had? He had no money, he was dirt poor, and he had no time. He was away for 24 years. That's a challenge for Shalom Bayis, Rabosai. But watch what happens and listen to the greatness of Chazal. Rabbi Akiva, when he had no money, before he came to the Beis Medrash, you know what he told his wife? He said, if I had the money of the world, if I was a rich man, I'd buy you a Yushalayim Shel Zav. That was the most beautiful type of jewelry that was around. A Yushalayim Shel Zav. And right afterwards, she tells him to go learn, and he's gone for 24 years. Fine. Then he comes back after 24 years, and everyone's like, who is this lady? And Rabbi Akiva says, no. Everything that I have and that you have, all of us, is her. This is her. Rabbi Akiva had no time, and he had no money, but he gave his wife the hargasha that she was worth billions of dollars, and he gave her all 24 years in kavod. This is the success to a relationship. It's not what you do, it's how you value people. And I see this all the time. People are so superficial. They think they're boys with this one and boys with that one. They're missing the basic levels of kavod. They don't hold of their friends. They're willing to knock them in public, on a bus, in a cheder, in a cafeteria, wherever it may be. They're missing the point. They're not building relationships with anybody. No one feels significant in their life. And somebody who does this, Rabosai, you know what a different type of person he is? He's a king. He's a leader. Perhaps this is why it's in the bracha of Yehuda. In the bracha of Yehuda, Yaakov is giving over the yisoid for malucha. Do you want to know how to be a leader? When people feel that you're building them, they're on board. Malbim Shinaim Yosef Mimashkeu Chalav, Yaakov was being merames to Yehuda as a shevet. That the way that people will be able to be led in the way of the Torah is as long as you are pumping them with the significance that they have. If they're shown how big they are, then you can be a king. The Rambam calls the king, the melech, the lev ha'uma. He's pumping blood. And Yaakov says how to do it. By being malbim shinayim, by being excited to see somebody, feeling like there's somebody. And it's an amazing thing. It says in Perik Yud of Sharak Nia and Chovas Havavas, they asked somebody the secret to success. They said, how do you become a master of your generation? Interesting question. So he said, this was my secret. He says, I never met a person, I never met a person that I didn't think was better than me. This was his secret to success. And he goes, if he was smarter, I'd say he'd had more Yiras Shamayim. Interesting. If he had less chachma, I would say that Hashem deals with him easier because he's not as smart as me. If he's older than me, I said he did more mitzvahs. If he's younger than me, I said he did less averus. And it goes on and on over here. And there was never a person that I saw that I didn't think was better than me. That's my secret to being the master of the generation, which is leadership, Rabos. And then the Chovas Havavos says something very strange. He says, and this is what Chazal meant, the Chayin Amru, have a Donis Koladim Lekavskos, that we understand, you're looking at everyone favorably. The Heavy Mekabel is Koladim Besaver Panim Yafos. And greet everyone with a smile. Huh? Doesn't say that over here, it just said he thought people were bigger than him. Didn't say the show is pearly whites. But the Yisoid Hadavar is that he understood the Chashivas of every person. He was Mekabel every person with Saver Panim Yafos. He greeted them with a simcha, he was happy to see people. And perhaps this is the great mystery. There's something called it's like when you're in an elevator, right? And you're with somebody in the elevator, you know, and those, it feels like it's never going to end. You're both in there, right? And it depends how shayach you are to the person. If you're not really shayach, it's less. But if it's like somebody that's, so in the olden days, before they had phones, so you used to find stains to waiting for that one, right? Now, with the new phones, it's bichlal not there. Even when you talk to them, they're on them, so there's no problems. But, you know, with the kosher phones, you're like, is my Aunt Razy on speed dial yet? Aunt Razy. Rosh Hashanah's coming soon. She's got to be on speed dial, right? What happens? Why are people so... I picked somebody up on Shmuel Navi. I hope he's not in the crowd now. Probably isn't. I picked somebody up in Shmuel Navi, and this, I'm embarrassed to say this is going on my mind, okay? He says he wants to go to the next block. I didn't think that's such a favor, but he wanted to, fine. So then I'm like, first I'm like, I held. I don't have to. He's officially not in my world right now, so I can ignore him. But then there was traffic. It was one block. I'm like, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? My name's Chaim Dovstar. What is that? What's happening? It's very simple. Chazal, tell us. What's the words? Mikabel. Pnei Chavero, you're makabel him? What does it mean? You're makabel. You should receive your friends. Makabel him. Every time somebody walks into your Dalet Amos, they're actually entering your world. It's actually happening, whether you like it or not. And the way you deal with that, the way you deal with that is exactly that. That feeling of being close is because there's a certain level, even by a guy, we said. Even by a guy. How are you going to respond to that? Are you going to be able to say that thank you for coming into my world, even though I have no idea who you are? I'm interested in knowing that you exist, or no, you're just going to try to get rid of that stain. And we do this with so many people, Rabosai. We do this all the time. And it's so pashut. It's so pashut that we're ikar chasim in a sefer. What does it mean to say shalom to someone? It says... Right? It says in Brachas on Daf Vav Amabez, it also says in Pirkei Avos. Right? Masya ben Chayr says, Hevi maktim shalom l'chaveiro. You should be the first to say hello. We mentioned last time the hello game, right? Who's going to be the first to say hello? Can I ask a very dumb question right now? And we're talking about really understanding things for the first time. What's this word shalom? Can I translate it for you? Peace, man! Yeah, peace! That's what it is. Every time you go over to someone, peace, man. What's happening over here? This is Chazal. So obviously I'm wrong because the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud says that it's usher to say shalom, peace, man, in the Beis Amerchatz. You're not allowed to say it in the bathroom. Why? Because it's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what in the world are you doing when you say shalom to someone? What's the big deal? What's this saying shalom, not shalom, shalom aleichem? What is this word shalom? It's definitely clear you need this word. So buckle your seatbelts for a second. You can learn very simple and fine that you're wishing him well. The word shalom is peace, and he should be gesund. You're wishing him well. But there's something much deeper, I believe. The Maral in Nesiv HaShalom, in the Sefer Nesiv HaSa'olam, he has something called Nesiv HaShalom, where he explains what shalom is. Shalom is not peace, Rabosai. Shalom is the word harmony. Harmony, and I'll explain the difference. Harmony is where all different things can coexist in a beautiful symphony, right? You have violins, you have flutes, you have trombones, you have guitars, you have drums, and all of them somehow come together. And the Maral says this is an absolute pella that this happens, and only Hashem with his name Shalom is able to pull this off. And he says, you know how you break Shalom? When you step in someone's area and take over their space. He says, if someone's entitled to space, he explains it's like war. What does it mean to have a peace treaty? The whole idea of peace is where people stay in their country. As long as you stay in their country, there's peace. As soon as somebody goes out, there's war. Says the Maharal, that's exactly what Shalom is. Shalom is identifying that every person's entitled to their place and respecting their territory, respecting who they are. That's the yisoid of Shalom. That's what you're doing. When you say shalom to someone, you're acknowledging that they are a man da'amar, that they have something that you don't, that you need them ultimately, that they're a cog in the wheel that ultimately everybody needs. You're makdim shalom, you're margish that they're significant, you're margish that they're a man da'amar. And the Maral says something amazing. He says that who is the one in Pirkei Avos who says, oyev shalom uroidev shalom, run after shalom, vevi mitalmidev shalom aram, Hillel. Hillel was. What's the midah of Hillel? He says Hillel was known, as Chazal tell us in Shabbos, Hillel was the most humble of people. He was humble ad ein shir. his anava was great. He says that's why Hillel worked on Shalom. He says there's only one person who can allow other people to have space. Somebody who doesn't take up space. If you take up space, there's so many people, when they're in the room, nobody has a chance to speak. There's no Shalom. I bet we never thought of this. I was clearing the shiloh this week. I would like to shock you with a thought that I had this week. People who are loud. I wanted to clear this. I've always been clearing midas. Loud people. Is being loud a mida? Is it something that could be used for good or bad? Well, it's certainly good if you don't have a microphone. I mean, it's good. But what is being loud? There's something called being outgoing and friendly. But what about being loud? Being loud is like when you come into the Cheder Ochel and go, whoa, the fettuccine doesn't have broccoli, there's potatoes! Shkoyach. Thank you. Or you get on the bus, you call that an air condition! What is that? You know what that is? It was omed on this nakuda, and listen to me well, because this is a davar amiti. You know what that is? That is an invasion of space. That's a lack of respect for other people. Somebody who does such a thing could care less about what everybody else is doing. He's literally plowing down the entire world because he's here. Hillel HaZaken said on himself, Imani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, then everybody's here. And we've spoken about this in the past, different pshatim. But perhaps the pshat over here, Lefi the Maharal, is not, if I'm here, everybody's here, like I'm the man. Doesn't seem to fit Hillel HaZaken to say such a thing. Imani kan, if I'm here, hakol kan, everybody else could be here. How many people do you feel when you're in the room? You can't get a word in edgewise. The guy doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. It's not the pshat that he's loud. He's missing kavod. He's missing respect. He's missing an understanding of people's place. We're trying to be sophisticated about kavod over here, Rabbosai. We're trying to scratch our heads. What could be going on by the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva? We haven't even scratched the surface. Whenever a person takes over a situation, maybe someone was in the middle of a conversation and they had to look up because, who in the world do you think you are? Who in the world do you think you are? So when you're little, you think you're the center of attention, but there's certain times a person has to grow up. A person has to understand he's a player in a great group of people. He's part of a team. And that's the way he deals with himself. That's the way he reacts to people. That's the way he greets people. He has a metzias of shalom by him. He has a metzias of understanding that this is one big symphony that Klal Yisrael is part of. And you will see, it was amazing. Last time we talked about the hello game, the guys told me as soon as they left the base madras, this happened. You will see, if somebody starts to do this, Rabbi, there are going to be hundreds of times a day where you are going to have opportunities to be mechabed people. Not to stand up for them and speak in third person. That's not what Chazal meant. You have so many times where you can do something for someone. Someone was telling me this week, a chashava bachar, he was saying, there are certain guys who are never going to change. They come into shmuzin and come out, they're going to go right in there and go, whoa, the Alfredo! Right, again, going to have them doing that again. I'm not masking. I'm not masking. I think that people probably thought I was one of those guys. And there were people who believed in me. I'm not masking. It's totally unacceptable behavior, and every tzelem elokim knows how to become more refined, more part of a team, on all levels. It's not an issue of being outgoing. It's partially an interest in people, giving them what they deserve. We should all be zoicha to be mechabed one another. Okay. Good drama, right?